I've just had a question come in over the phone, ladies and gentlemen. I do still take calls off air on the show number. And this particular person said, do you think this whole thing might have been a setup to bring the network down? On the behalf of Tabitha and Josh, yes, I definitely think that. Over the last couple of days, I've had to ponder a lot of what took place. You know how everything's going bam, 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 and while it's taking place, you throw assumptions here and assumptions there. And as Jacko just said in one of the comments recently, you know, try not to become that man. Try not to become that ask you me, assume. Well, what happens is I've been pondering it over the last couple of days now that it's all sort of floated by, and I've had time to put pieces together. Tabitha came out of nowhere, all of a sudden writes me, I'd not heard of her before, and says, I've been kicked off Renegade, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, I thought at the time it was a bit quaint that I'd never heard of her before and she contacts me. But anyway, what happens is then all of a sudden Josh comes on and this chakra bullshit between them and everything like that. I then started thinking at one stage that perhaps they were even husband and wife. And I even spoke to Mike about this. Whether they are or not, I really don't know. I can't, you know, you can't prove it either way. They're not going to tell you. They're also not going to come out and say, yes, we would be there to bring down the network. But I definitely think that at this point. Mike, no, I do not think that. Remember, it was me who contacted Mike, not the other way around. If there's microphone noise, I do apologize. I'm walking around. What happens is... I contacted him. It wasn't the other way around. Like, it wasn't like Tabitha or Josh invited him on. No, Mike, outside of philosophy and politics, is a very simple creature. He said to me during a show at one stage, or it could have been behind the scenes, I'm not sure. He said that he spent most of his young life chasing pussy. They were his words. And I think when you spend so many years doing that, it becomes ingrained in you. It's sort of like religion. When you're forced into a religion when you're young, it's very hard to divorce. Like when I went through Catholicism, it was very hard to divorce. There is no sky fairy. You know, I still have habits to this day that I'll look to the sky and say, why are you doing this to me? Or thank you. You know what I mean? So I think that's as simple as it gets with Mike. I think what happened, because literally the day before it all blew up, the day before he left, him and I was having a laugh about this chakra bullshit and having a laugh. And he was even pondering himself, maybe you're right, Sean, maybe they're husband and wife. Now, what happens is all of a sudden, it was a very day later, is when he calls me up and said, I've been speaking to Tabitha. I think you're wrong. I'm going to be taking my leave. And I think that's because of that ingrained mentality where once upon a time he chased the pussy. Now, I don't think he would ever have an affair on his now, the wife he's married to now. I don't. I think that he'd be faithful. But that doesn't mean that he hasn't divorced the mentality of, I'm going to chase the pussy. I'm going to, you know, I'll agree with the woman because she's a woman. You know, all it took was one conversation between them and, you know, she stuck her tongue in his ear. And that was it. All of a sudden, he changed his tune with a very weak excuse to me, by the way. So I just said, okay, good luck, and that was it. So, yeah, that's where I stand with all this. Yes, I do think that Tabitha and Josh were there to bring the network down. Whether they were hired or whether they just dislike the message that I'm conveying, some people were saying that Tabitha's a Jew. I said that if there was going to be a Jew, it would more than likely be Josh. But perhaps they both are. I'm not going to say definitely because I can't prove it. But for whatever reason, yes, I do believe Tabitha and Josh were trying to bring the network down, but Mike was not. I think Mike has a weak innocence about him, and I'm not trying to throw dirt in his face when I say that. I think his weakness is the pussy. So as soon as she stuck her tongue in his ear, that was it. Done. So there's my opinion on it.